Okay, let's begin.
Yeah.
Let us begin. Okay, we're up to. We are in the middle of talking about the. If you're here, Mayor, let me see. Okay, let's continue. We left off. Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet. Okay, Pasuk Dalet. Ki vahevel ba uvachoshech yelech uvachoshech shmo yichuse. We're describing the Nephil. Actually, before we go further, good morning, Rabbi. Before we go further, I just want to go back to Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel mentions im yoledish mea v'shonim rabo sichye v'rav shiyah shimei shmei chayov v'nav shalo yisisba minatoy v'gam kavur lo hoyslo. The Alshach says an interesting pshat. It doesn't mean, like we learned yesterday, We learned yesterday that it means v'nafsha lo sispa min hatoiva v'gam kvur lo hoysala. The guy, that's a curse. This individual, he lived 1,000 years. I don't actually know what time it is because. Okay. This person lived 1,000 years, and he was not zeichet to kavura. He did not have a burial. But the Al Sheikh learns it's part of a bracha, not part of the curse, meaning that he did not suffer in his family a tragedy. Even though he has 100 children. He never witnessed one of his descendants, one of his children, die in his lifetime. So he never had to go through the tsar of kavura relating to one member of his family. It's the family kavura, so it's part of the bracha. So that's and it makes a lot of sense. Yolid ish meyav v'shanim rabo sichya v'rav shiyush yimei shanav v'nav shle sinna toiva. The gam kvur lo hayislo. He never suffered. I mean, the problem with that interpretation is pasuk gimel, perek vav, pasuk gimel. It doesn't really fit with the words v'nafshel lo yisispa min hatoiva, because it starts by telling us he has yolidish meya, he has 100 children, v'shanim rabo siyichya. The Rav Sheyiyu Yimei Shanov. So we would think at this point in time it should say V'gam Kavur Lo Hayisolo. The Kavur should be right away. When it says V'Navshel Sispa Min HaToyva, that's already part of the curse. Okay, but it's an idea from the Alshach. Okay, and going back to Pasik Dalit, Ki V'Hevel Bo V'Choshach Shema Yelev Choshach Shema Yichuse. The Nephel came into this world in the state of Hevel. So describing over here the Nephel, he came to this world in Hevel, from this pasuk we learn there are really three different parts of life. A person comes into the world in order to earn merit. There's something about coming into this world, and there's something about leaving the world, and there's something about acquiring a shame type. Okay, let's see the mitzudos. Pasuk Dalet. Ki bahevel ba hanefel hazeh. This nefel kishabol le'olam mevila ba mebli hisig to'elas. He did not achieve any purpose. The nefel came into the world without anything. Uchsheholach elakever holach b'chayshach. And we descended into the great darkness. Ratzloy ma'um no saw him. V'lo yoda mimenu achar zeh, lo yiskar shemo, and his name is not mentioned. Ki ilu Hashem nischaseh b'choyshech, his name was covered in darkness. Ve'ein mi ro'ehu lahazkiro, he has not, there is no zecher. This Nephil came into the world in a state of emptiness. He left the world quietly, and there's no, when it says that v'choshech shmo yichuseh, it means that there is no zecher for this person. I guess like, no one says zizkar for him. For who inyan melitz, it's nothing more than an expression. Ki b'emes lo nikra lo shem. So according to the mitzudos says, when it says v'choshech shmo yichuseh, it's not to be taken literally, because the nefel, we mentioned yesterday, mikra hadin does not, good morning, does not require, does not get a name. A nefel does not receive a name according to halacha. So what then could it mean in the pasuk when it says v'choshech shmo yichuseh? It's an expression. It just means that this child, this nefel, seemingly had no purpose in this world. Okay, let's see now the targum. Targum and pasuk. There is no Rashi and pasuk dalit. Let's take a look at targum and pasuk. Oh, there is Rashi. Let me see. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. The previous pasuk. The ilu. Well, let me go look in your Rashi, because my Rashi is over here. The text edition is not so clear. Okay, Rashi. Pasuk Dal Kenefel Behevel Bov Holach V'loy Ro Toiva V'loy Nisavil V'loy Nisavil Lo V'ein Lo Lo Lehitzar. So Rashi is saying something very profound, that he had no desire for good. Because the Nefel did not know what this world is all about, he had no desire to achieve or to receive benefit from this world. And therefore he has nothing to suffer from. Pain is relative to what your expectations are. You have expectations to receive bracha, and you fail in attaining your desires, that is a cause of pain. That's exactly the theme of Pasuk of the Perek. Being the Perek over here is V'nashel le'sispam na'toiva. This person, Pasuk Gimel, the Ish, that had 100 children and lived a very long life, obviously had a lot of things to yearn for, a lot of desires. And the great tsar is V'nashel le'sispam min ha'toiva. The more he sees, the more he has, the more he wants. And this Nefel is in a much better matzav than that person, but this Nefel did not have the hasagas to achieve greatness. Targum Pasuk Dalit. Arum Behavlusa Osola Olein. This child came into this world in the state of Hevel. Uva Hashocha Yezel Omahu. And in darkness goes to the next world. Uva Hashocha Shmei Mishafe. And in darkness is his name covered. Now here's where the Targum begins to end. So here they have more information to the Pasuk. Min Beglal Dles Le Zuchusa. The reason why his name is not mentioned is because he did not have any merits, and he did not acquire anything for which his name would be remembered. So that tells us indirectly that a person who does live in this world, not a nafel, a regular healthy person, his goal is to acquire for himself a merit. Merits by doing ma'asim tovim, and that will be a zeder for his name. Okay, pasuk dalid, pasuk hey, gam shemesh lo yirah, continuation of this thing, gam shemesh lo yirah v'lo yodah, this nefel did not see the sun, v'lo yodah. Now, according to our text, the Tameh HaMikra puts the words v'lo yodah together with words gam shemesh lo yirah. So, he did not see the sun and did not know from the sun. Now, that seems to be a little bit superfluous. What do you mean v'lo yodah? Of course, if he did not see the sun, so what do you mean v'lo yoda? Okay, but that's part of the expression. And then it goes on to say, nachas lazemizeh, this navel has more satisfaction than the rich man, the successful person, back in the beginning of the parak. The Mitzudos Pasuk Hei says, Pasuk Hei, the Mitzudos writes, lo ro'ah, navel hazeh v'lo yoda, so, okay, really the Mitzudos does seem to say, I take it back, the Mitzudos does seem to